didn't grab it earlier. I'm Mike. I've been going here, I think my math is right, 12 years. And that seems like it flew by. When I was asked to speak today on what some specific passage, immediately I knew I wanted to speak on one of my favorite passages, which is Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. If anybody is going through like a hard time or a trouble, like passing of a loved one, something like that, I always give them these selection of verses because it can show that they need to trust God. He may have done something that maybe they may be mad at him for, but he always has a plan. He knows what to do for us, so I'm going to read it. There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them, a time to embrace and a time to refrain, a time to search and a time to give up, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. Now, generally, when you think of the book of Ecclesiastes, it has a bad reputation of being about darkness and depression. But I think this passage kind of answers the question of why does the bad stuff happen all the time? Why is God doing this stuff? But God intends to bring salvation with us. He brings all the emotions of joy and sadness. He intends to bring salvation to us, but it also includes all the opposites, anger and that. Some key parts of the verses I think are a time to be born and a time to die. God had a plan for when we would enter this life and when we will leave it, and he knows what will happen throughout that specific time. A time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. God, with this life, gives us emotions where we can experience his love and also anger towards him. And finally, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. No one is going to escape the sorrows of life. As humans, we sin constantly. But with God's love, we can achieve salvation with him. This whole passage is basically advice of how we go through life with Jesus, the obstacles that he hands us and our reactions to them. God knows the future and what will occur. It's his plan. And as humans, we don't understand. It's not our plan, it's his plan. We can learn from these hard times to better our relationship with him. And I'm going to end with a story that my dad told me, where he discovered this passage. When he was little, he had a cat named Fred. That's a really weird name for a cat, I'm just saying. But Fred ran away, and my dad was very upset about that. And my grandfather called him into his room and read him this passage and told him that you can be sad, you can cry and be sad about this now, but don't hold this against God. He has a plan, and if we trust God, Fred will return. And eventually, a couple months later, my dad was coming back from the grocery store. He had some cookies, and he threw them to his dog, Barney. And out of nowhere, Fred came and snatched the cookie out of the air. That just shows that if we trust God, he knows what he's doing, and he will show his love for us. Thank you.